listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, so Deshaun Watson, apparently Deshaun Watson has won a case here. A judge has ruled that one of the women has got to give her name to Rusty Harden and attach her name to the civil lawsuit. So that is a law. Tony Busby's been skirting the law ever since this all started by not putting names to it in a civil trial. A lawyer told us, and I'm going to believe him because it was on Twitter, a lawyer said in a civil trial, you have to attach your name to it. So Judge Deidre Davis in the 270th District Court apparently has made the ruling that one of the women is going to have to give her name. Now, a similar hearing regarding at least 12 other cases is set for noon Eastern Friday, which is 11 o'clock here.
And Mike Meltzer got to mention Pro Football Talk. Apparently, via Mike Meltzer, attorney Tony Busby opposed the motion to require the use of the plaintiff's name by arguing that Ashley Solis has received at least 10 death threats since going public on Tuesday. Florio goes on to write, the argument did not prevail, and frankly, it can make the 20 unnamed plaintiffs more likely to accept a reasonable settlement in lieu of attaching their names to the claims against Watson. That's what he had been talking about leading up to this, that getting these names out there makes it more likely that these women, because of the potential harassment, which is a sad thing, the potential harassment coming their way, would want to get this over with, as opposed to stringing it along.
Exactly.
Well, you know, so it's been whispered to me that there is a belief that there are whispers that this could, that Deshaun's camp would love to get this settled before the draft. And I thought, I don't know if for any reason, like to get traded, because I don't think that's happening. But when I heard that, I was like,
ooh.
So I think Deshaun is going to settle, by the way. There is no other way it works. There's no other way it works other than settling. That's the only way. You're not discrediting 22 cases and potentially more coming, but I don't think so. I think Deshaun will want to settle if this expedites the process and whatever happens, but I think Deshaun's side is going to want to settle fairly quickly. We'll see what the money looks like. It doesn't do him any good. It doesn't do anyone any good. I will say that Ashley Solis, if you go to her page, her massage page, it's dreadful, the comments. And it's on her last post. There's over 600. It might be up to 700 comments. There's people defending her and horror over what people are saying, but it's pretty dreadful. I mean, it's a wide open look at what anonymous internet people say about things that don't even involve them, don't even concern them. It's not like they're family members of Deshaun Watson who are outraged or mad, or friends of Deshaun. It's just random people who just watch football or have Deshaun on their fantasy team or, you know, whatever the case may be. Comments about the makeup or the non-makeup she's wearing, her crocodile tears. It's just, it's terrible. And every woman that gets named is going to go through the same thing if they dare to have social media. Why you'd have your social media open at all right now instead of just turning comments? All you got to do is turn comments off. Turn comments off.
Well, it does. This does. This will expedite the process if these women are going to be harassed. And listen,
they knew, though.
We're
going to use harassment to speed this along. Exactly, that's the game plan?
That's the game plan.
I mean, you might be right. I'm just saying.
No. It's just, I mean, it's the horrible result of our world today, but it's realistic. It's real. They knew that their names would be attached to this. If Tony Busby didn't tell them, well, we're going to file as Jane Doe, if he didn't tell them that their names were going to be attached to this, then he did them a great disservice. So their names are going to be attached to this, and their life is going to be hell. And that's the unfortunate part of America in 2021, is that we're really, really horrible people that will defend a stranger like Deshaun Watson and go after these women who may well be victims. We don't know. So that, but that's the reality of 2021. We're bad people,
and we, for some reason, despite these things being a thing for years, we don't understand that the thought of, well, if something happened, you go to the police. When they're in a room together, one-on-one, the likelihood of proving that something actually happened that could be a criminal case, with a criminal case being brought, it's very low in these, I believe, in these instances. What do you go? It's a he said, she said. And yeah. do you get the satisfaction from a criminal charge or potential guilty verdict from these types of situations? I feel like it's unlikely. So the reason you go this route, because there's less burden of proof.
Right.
And this is maybe the only way you get any satisfaction from the incident.
Well, right. There is no satisfaction. The only satisfaction you're getting out of a criminal trial is that he will be punished.
Maybe.
As opposed to, right, maybe. And you've got to go through all of this. Hey, I want the cash. And I can certainly understand. I can understand that. Give me money for what you did to me. That's much better than you going to prison. But the other thing is that they're stopping him right now. If, in fact, he was doing this. True. If, he was, man, he looks like a serial.
At least a serial, whatever you want to call
assaulter,
this.
Assaulter, whatever the case may be. Apparently. But 11 o'clock, which is less than 2 hours from now, we will find out whether or not the other 12 have to come forward. And again, when they do come forward, maybe they'll be like, I don't need this. I don't want this heat anymore. Let's settle. And it could expedite the whole situation.
It's so weird to talk so openly about just the weaponization of being public with the hordes and masses coming after you as a means of creating leverage.
Yeah.
It's just so... Like, this is just, we have this open conversation, like, well, and so they'll swing their mighty sword of leverage by naming them, and the threats of people going after them and their family, maybe that'll straighten things up a little bit. Like, wow.
Yep.
This is a thing.
No, it absolutely is.
And you're not wrong.
No. No, that's the reality of it. That's just the, and it's terrible.
It's about time we can get some justice here by sicking the hordes of horrible people on top
and
of
making someone's life,
making someone even more miserable,
who was already allegedly victimized, even more victimized, and we'll get out, and Deshaun will be free to join a team, and everyone will be happy about it, I guess.
The names would have to be leaked, right? Supposed to be confidential. I don't think so. I think this is public record.
If they have to be refiled, right? Their names would be
and
on
this
it.
This is part of public.
And Sarah Barshop, the same way she was pulling the cases before, would be able to do it again.
Yeah,
and the names would be on
and
it.
And now the names will be attached to it. So you can find this out. I don't think this is a leak. This is our world. But here's the deal. For the plaintiff, I understand it in that you should be transparent. You're suing me. You're accusing me of something. Then you should put your name to it. You should attach your name to it. And now, should you be terrorized? No, but you should. It should be transparent that you are, that this is, you're accusing me of something. Well, I want to know who it is accusing me, as opposed to hiding behind behind Jane Doe.
And one of the, well, I've seen other people say, your client, and in this case, Rusty Harden, your client should have been able to tell you by, you know, the dates given for when these incidents occurred. But because your client may be apparently the worst client to ever be in one of these situations because of his serial nature, he can't give you those names. Do you think they actually don't know the names? You think Deshaun was incapable of giving them the names?
I think he knows, but I think that this is applying pressure.
Yeah.
I think that absolutely Rusty should know. And Deshaun, give me your phone from this date. Give me your phone. We got to look. Who is this? Who is this?
But you can do it quietly. Like Tony Busby wanted, like, yeah, we'll make them public to you, but not, we don't want them.
Well, that's part of public record. So.
No, but you could tell them. Like, you could. Tony Busby, I mean,
Tony,
we know why Rusty Harden wants it public.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it creates fear.
Right.
For the alleged victims,
for the terrorization of them.
it's really sad.
No.
That social media, the terrorizing. It just, wouldn't it be great if we just didn't have any social media anymore? And I say that as someone who benefits from, you know, being able to reach people with my work. But when I'm not doing NFL, so It's great doing it, using social media for the radio show. That's great. I get to stay in my lane. And frankly, as long as I stay in my lane and just follow my own mentions and stuff like that, it's actually not that bad. It's whenever I poke my head out and look at other threads and what's trending, and I see how terrible it is in other places on Twitter, and I'm like, oh my God.
So let me ask you this question. How long has this been going on? How long has this been public? Do you remember? Do you know?
What?
How long has all this Deshaun stuff been public?
Dude, not until like March 12th, I think.
March 16th.
Yeah.
It's literally 3 weeks old. It feels like it's been going on.
Wait.
March 16th was the day that Tony Busby posted a photo of Deshaun.
No,
it's only the 9th.
It's
only the 9th. Today's the 9th, so it's literally 3.5 weeks. I mean,
wow.
It seems like this has been going on forever.
It does.
Good Lord. How from trade talk to this is where we are, just 3.5 weeks from Deshaun was being protected by everyone. Trade Deshaun. He doesn't deserve this. To now Deshaun is a serial predator of massage therapists. In 3.5 weeks, he's gone from we got to save Deshaun to holy crap. Can Deshaun play in the NFL anymore?
Well, you know why it seems like it's lasted forever? Because we've been talking about Deshaun forever.
Yeah.
Before, it's really the extension of
The trade
of the Deshaun future lyrics and all that stuff. That's why it seems like it's been forever. How long do you think Deshaun feels like this has lasted? Oh. If we're looking at 3.5 weeks and saying, God, it feels like forever, he's like, he ain't lying. Every day feels like 5 days.
And every day there's a new bomb that hits. At 914 ESPN 97.5, Craig DeSurf wants to tell you.
He's dropping new bombs on you every single day. Well, really, it's every single month. Go to .com right now. I want to tell you about some great offers going on with my friends over at Chevrolet at Chevy. They've got great discounts that they are marking below MSRP on just about every Chevy vehicle that you can think of. Huge discounts on MSRP across the board on your Chevy products. And it's amazing to actually go to the website and see for yourself what it looks like to actually see one of these vehicles like the Chevy Traverse, what I drive, what my wife drives. And then you recognize not only the discounts that they have available through dealer incentives and through, you know, Chevy incentives, but also you can check your trade-in value by going to the chat function that's right there on the front page and start the process. Tell them what year you have, how many miles on it, what conditions it's in, and then they will be giving you what their offer is for trade-in value, and you can actually get the entire process done online, or you can get most of it done online, and then if you want to head out there and test drive the vehicle for yourself out in Angleton, they can do that for you as well. Their customer service, second to none. They finish number one in customer service index every month. It's not a problem. But with the Chevy vehicles, you're going to have great workmanship at great prices. Chevy, find new roads.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Justin Rose bogeyed one, but birdied two. So he's back to 7-under. Were you worried when Rose bogeyed one that he was going to kind of maybe fall apart?
I was worried about that first shot going awry, but I told you, yeah, I was worried that this could happen the whole day.
Yeah, but it didn't. He birdied too.
Well,
two beautiful, actually, and then a nice.
Let's
chip.
See how hole four, known as the Devil's Playground. Let's see how that goes at the Devil's Playground.
It's not really called the Devil's. The 17 at the TPC in the Woodlands is called the Devil's Bathtub, but that's not the Devil's Playground at Augusta. They would not name anything the Devil's anything at Augusta National, sir.
Mm.
Good day, sir.
Satan's. Satan something? Would they do that? No.
No, no. Satan's hole. Satan's no.
And what we have here is Lucifer's lip, and it comes, extends from the sand trap here at 11, and it's 3 feet of lip, just a gigantic extended lip. Makes it tough getting out of here to try to get up and down. You've got a really flop shot, really basically straight up in the air on this thing.
Beelzebub's bathroom is now.
That's a thing.
That's a thing. Because, man, it is poo. It is a really poo hole. Burned Weisberger is a 4-under today. So it looks like scoring conditions in the morning, just like yesterday, scoring conditions in the morning
better?
were easier.
Well, let's get on that then. What are we doing?
Ask Shane Lowry. He's 3-over today.
What are we
you
doing
think
then?
He thinks it's easy? No. If you're not hitting it well, I don't care how easy the conditions are, Lance. It's Augusta National. It'll step up and bite you. It's Eric wants to get in here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Eric?
Hey, guys. I was just wondering, do you think Kyle Pitts will fall to the Cowboys at number 10? And also, John, how do you feel about Ezekiel Metagama doing in today at the Masters? And do you think Deshaun Watson would start in the longest yard, too?
Oh, Hideki Matsuyama.
He asked you about if Deshaun will start in the longest yard.
I mean, yeah, we've already gone over that. He's number 22.
Remember
when
Eric had that one girl call in? Who was that girl who called in?
Yeah, no, he's got a hooker calling in all the time.
You don't know.
Well, I don't know if she's a hooker, but stripper, right? What's her name? Eric Wong's girl.
We believe stripper is her title.
Yeah, stripper.
No,
not hooker.
That could be a sister.
No,
they could be a kind of a dual. Like
you have a sister. Do you have a sister?
Yeah.
Would your sister ever call in like his? No. Yeah, it's not a sister.
My sister's pretty delightful, and she's a nice person.
Yeah.
She would never say the things that Eric Wong's girlfriend.
Stripper, friend, girlfriend, whatever.
Yeah, but your sister makes questionable decisions. She married a guy named Honey Butter or something.
No, she married a guy named Jason who, toward the end of their marriage, changed his name to King Butter.
Legally, King
and
Butter.
He gave pictures of shirts of himself on there to his friends so they could wear it. Here, I made you a shirt of a picture of me on here for you to wear. It says King Butter.
It's his brand. Have to have one of
he
those
He made
shirts.
His own hot
Do
sauce.
Do you still
King
have
Butter.
One?
It never made it to me.
Where can I get a King Butter t-shirt with his face on it? I have to have one.
And my dad, you don't mess with a dad's daughter.
Mm-mm.
Ever.
Mm-mm.
And that's why you two need to be careful with your recklessness with our intern, Julia.
Why do you keep pretending like I'm reckless?
Because it was already said by kids at Rice.
What did I say?
Yeah, no.
It's already what everyone at Rice is already talking about.
Yeah, the word is
the word
you
on the
can't
streets
intern
of Rice
here anymore because of you.
Is that you're a problem, but the word you're problematic.
I can't listen to anyone who goes to Rice. Your degree has already been devalued. We've already pointed that out.
Oh, yeah, Cal.
Cal.
The fact that Cal's there is hard for me to argue against.
Yeah. Thank you. Stop
I love
it.
This take up for you, Julia, but that's a killer. Like, that's like, man.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, Rice, this is one of your more famous alumni.
Knowledge is power.
That's your guy, Rice.
Yeah,
that's a problem, Rice.
Is and Cal going to Rice the, is that the same as the Matt? No. Who's the quarterback that when Tom Brady got hurt, he came in and won 11?
Matt Castle.
Is that the Matt Castle argument? You always say, Tom Brady in this offense, like, what about Matt Castle won 11 games too?
Yeah.
Is it kind of like that where you can always say, you got Cal? Like,
yeah.
No. Cal went there.
What does it mean to graduate from Rice if Cal could do it?
Yeah, if Cal can do it, you just devalued that diploma. Holy crap. Of course, there is an entire wing named after the McNair.
Whatever.
Doesn't mean that it's not valuable.
Can we knock it off and be honest about that diploma mill that Rice is?
Yeah.
That's not a diploma mill. Let's talk about it's not called a paper mill. And let's call like it is too. How about the fact that Cal
are they
turned
even accredited?
Into a billionaire, or I don't know how much he's worth, but he went to Rice and then that Rice education helped him make millions and potentially billions with the Houston Texans.
He made the money?
Yeah, his business acumen. He went to business school.
What acumen have you
seen? It's called the Cal McNair Business School, I think.
What acumen have you seen?
Or Cal McNair Business Building. I think that's what
it's called, called.
And what have I seen him do? Well, let's go check and see what the how much the team was worth then when he was in college at Rice versus what it is now. And my guess is it's a lot higher.
You think he was in college in 2002 at Rice?
No.
Yeah. Go look at, was that when he was at business school?
No. He was in his 30s then.
Yeah, and look how much it was worth then. And since Cal went to Rice, how much is it worth?
Why is he dabbing? And why did he dab just a minute ago?
Because I just made a point about Cal's business acumen that he learned from Rice.
What?
Do you think the Texans would be worth this much if Cal McNair
yes,
I do. Didn't go to Rice?
Yes.
I think if any of us owned it, it would still be worth.
Look what he's done to this team. Take a look at the state of the franchise now under Cal, and look what he's done. It's worth billions. Look at what he's done.
What has he done?
Look at what he's done.
What's
he's
done?
He's brought in a champion in David Culley, who's I think he's won a Super Bowl ring, or he had the receivers that played for the MVP in Lamar Jackson. That's true, Dell. You can say what you want. His receivers helped make Lamar Jackson an MVP. Mm. Oh, now what are we talking about? Let's see. You've also got Nick Caserio, multiple Super Bowl winner. Did that happen accidentally? No, it didn't.
No, Dak used to be made it happen.
Line. He was also with the Packers.
And by the way, David Culley was not on a championship team for the Ravens.
He was. His wide receivers helped make Lamar Jackson an MVP.
Remember when he was coaching wide receivers for the Chiefs and how great they were with Alex Smith, those wide receivers?
Yeah, all those touchdown catches.
Let's also take a look. Let's also take a look at
like zero
some other great moves.
Yeah.
So
go ahead.
Like, I'm seriously, I'm trying to be a smart aleck, and I can't even, like, come up with anything. Also, country western star Clay Walker, also, who's probably won a Grammy or a CMT.
Probably.
He continues to spearhead the Texans, you know, branding efforts from music. And also, Cal probably was involved in Liberty White or Battle Red.
When he was playing video games in a furnitureless room office, that's when he was, you know, heading the Liberty White, Battle Steel Red, or whatever the hell it's called.
Do we know if he's maybe one of the ones who helped us draft Deshaun?
I believe that falls on Rick Smith.
Steven Jones helps Jerry Jones.
Ooh, do you think Cal? No, Bob was still alive then. Cal was just sitting there going.
Yeah, Jerry Jones is alive too right now, and Steven Jones helps out all the time. So what are you going to say about that? Jerry Jones, Steven Jones.
What?
Bob McNair, Cal McNair.
Cal isn't a
Steven
personnel
Jones
man.
Actually has said words.
Oh, okay.
With Jerry there, Cal McNair has never been known to say
how about these
uttered
words? Do you reject Satan and all of his temptations and how terrible he is? I do. That was whenever he was.
Was Cal behind?
Rick Smith's godfather, right? That. For the kid doing his handout like this.
Ooh. Was Cal behind this? I think he was.
Before the Houston Texans ever played a single down, before any players were on the roster,
that's a low shot.
The logo.
Cal was behind these branding efforts, wasn't he?
Half deep steel blue bullhead with a Liberty White star.
That's a pretty low shot.
It was the very first
He's the only wholesome thing left.
I'm not going after Vandermeer.
He's all we've got.
This is Cal's idea. You gonna back this too? Cal's approach to branding with the logo?
Bold, proud, strong,
he's all we've got left is Mark Vandermeer, and you're going to run him out of town.
That's the only thing we got left to root for, Mark Vandermeer.
The only wholesome thing.
Yep.
Well, I'm partial to Johnny and also, but Johnny didn't start with the Texans.
No.
The only guys started with the Texans who are still there, probably Greg Grissom, who's now the president, Andre Ware, and Mark Vandermeer. And we don't know how long Andre's there. He's there as long as Jack Easterby lets him be there.
That's true. You better be on Team Easterby. Does he? Maybe he could borrow some money from Easterby, so he owes him, and then Then he won't get fired because you have to owe Jack Easterby something. Otherwise, you don't get to stay there.
Yeah, no.
You have to be beholden to Jack Easterby.
Indebted. Well, he can be. He can get rid of you at any time he wants. You actually need something on him. And even if you get that,
if he hired you, he's fine because you're Team Easterby. You're beholden to him.
Let me check to see if Andre has a biblical.
Hold on, beholden to him.
I'm going
to
look at Andre Ware Twitter right now, and I'm going to see if he has a biblical quote in the first five or in his bio. Well, that's not the same Andre Ware. This guy's retweeting Mary Trump.
Huh?
Does Andre Ware not have? He should be forced. Oh, here we go. I love football. Play for Outlaws. That's not him. He has one. No, that's a black kid with glasses who plays Grand Theft Auto.
I love it.
Do we not? Does Andre Ware not been forced to get a Twitter account?
Yeah. All right, break, 929 ESPN 97.5.
Andre Ware didn't go to Ohio State. How many Andre Wares are they?
It's
are
probably a pretty common name. I'm sure.
I'm pretty sure, especially after Andre won the Heisman. I'm going to name my kid Andre.
Busta B870?
Huh?
Is there any chance he goes by Busta B870?
Unlikely.
Nope.
I tout it.
That's not Andre.
That's not him. How about you talk instead about something? I don't know what it is.
Well, I could talk about Texas Star Grill Shop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going there tomorrow morning.
You should go there. You should go there every day. I went there this last weekend before I did the world famous brisket and that everyone is talking about. Well, unless I don't follow them and they're allowed to comment on the post. But I went in there and I got, it's funny, Mason was with me. I went in, I got some wood from in there. I actually got wood, and what else did I get? I got some new trays where I could, the drippings go, and you know the dust from the wood that burns in the auger. I got that, and my son, when I get in there, Mason goes, "God, this is so boring. It's just full of a bunch of dads." I'm like, yeah, son, Texas Star Grill Shop is full of dads because this is dad stuff that we do. Grilling and barbecuing is dad moves. But it's only a dad move if you're doing it right. And if you want to do it right, you go to Texas Star Grill Shop. They have all the amenities, all the accessories. They have actual grills in there, high quality, durable grills, whether it's ceramic cookers or DSC or DSCs. Is it DCS or DCS? The Saber infrared grill. My guy Russell Regal over at Regal's has an infrared grill, the Saber. All of these pits and spits are all waiting for you at Texas Star Grill Shop. Four locations in Houston. Go to the website, TexasStarGrillShop.com. It's for dads and for moms.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting InnovationMap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Don't go fishing until you've been to the 46th Annual Fishing Show, April 14th through the 18th at George R. Brown Convention Center. They've got everything for the fishermen, all the new rods, reels, and lures, guides from Alaska to South America, dozens of fully rigged boats and hundreds of kayaks and a kids clinic on Saturday and Sunday. So call or 12 to 713-780-3776. Wins a 4-pack of tickets to the Houston Fishing Show. If you love to fish or you just want to learn about fishing, don't miss the 46th Annual Fishing Show. Check out HoustonFishingShow.com for more info. Call or 12 713-780-3776.
I'm going to read this once and I'm not ever going to read it again. And I don't think it's because it's true, but it's also, if you have kids in the car, put their earmuffs on because there's about to be a trigger. That's my trigger warning for you. And if you're easily offended by things having to do with Deshaun. Is it now? This tweet is not going to be a lie, but it is going to be a little bit. It'll make you feel sad.
Okay.
Are you ready? Did we actually go from talking about Watson generating the greatest haul of players and picks in NFL history to him air humping and wanting people to play with his butt? Seriously, this is like a news of the weird story.
Mm-hmm.
Is it true? Did we go from one thing to the other?
We absolutely did.
Multiple first-round picks, multiple players, rebuilding the franchise, air humping.
Yeah, all that.
Butt
stuff. I don't want to talk about butt stuff. I don't want to do that butt thing with Deshaun. You know, I'm sorry. Yes, that's where we went from. That's exactly where we're sitting in less than a month. This is where we've gone. This is where we've gotten to. It's such a shame. What a shame.
Hey, let me make sure I say this. Manny said, yeah, I hate those kind of dads too. And then he has a picture of his kid getting a hit. No. There's nothing wrong with being proud of your kid, taking videos of it, posting it online. I don't care about all that stuff. It's the ones who are screaming at coaches, or the ones who are screaming at umpires. It's the people who are
screaming at their own kids.
Yeah. That's not being proud of your kid, taking pictures and video. That's totally fine. Posting it online. No, absolutely. That's awesome.
Yep.
What's not great is when you think that your son is going to be the greatest player ever, and maybe they are, but not. So Jeff Bagwell and Chris Paul, their sons played in the same league that my kids did, and they were both at games at separate times. Quiet as a mouse. No. They're not going to say anything.
Oh.
And they let the coaches coach. I mean, you don't think Jeff Bagwell can?
Jeff Bagwell might know more about baseball than
he
that
might know
coach?
A little bit of baseball. No. He's quiet. Chris Paul's just sitting there being very quiet.
My dad, not so quiet.
He was not.
He wasn't?
But it wouldn't be at the coaches. Like I would play left. I was playing left back in soccer. So when these guys aren't, like, a guy would go on a breakaway, not on my side, he would yell my name like in this long drawn out.
Yes.
Because it was a signal to me, you better catch his ass, even though it's not my guy. He would do exactly what you just did, and it would be like, I guess I got to go chase this guy down.
No, Dad, I'm supposed to stay in my area.
No,
we're trying to keep our form on the back line.
No, it's a breakaway, so if I don't catch him.
Oh, well, then he's right there.
It's over, but he's screaming my name like, you better get him. And then one time, the only time I ever got injured, and I wasn't really injured, I was delaying time because the momentum was against us. Even then, I knew soccer players lay on the floor when things aren't going your way. We were up 3-1 or whatever, and the team was had some momentum. So I'm faking like I'm hurt, but I'm rolling around. Oh, my knee. And this kid goes, hey, aren't you going to check on your son? He's like, no, I ain't a doctor. What do you want me to do about it?
But,
yes, the fact, your impression of that, it's closer to him than anything Lance has ever done.
Not true.
No. Yes, it is.
They're trying to trigger me, but it's not going
to
work.
No, I'm not trying to trigger you. That was real.
That's real.
All the time.
Because it really happened.
All the time. He would scream. He would do that because you're faster than everyone here. You better make up. I was playing in a predominantly Hispanic league, and he was like,
the little Guatemalan kids can boogie now.
Hispanic
There's
kids
There's a league
can
no, right I was down actually, the street.
I was legit faster than those kids. He would, like, catch them. But he wouldn't just—he wouldn't go catch him, and he would scream my name out for the entire field to hear.
Where did you play this league?
I want to hear what this is about. Matt wants to talk about Lance dabbing. What do you say, Matt?
Hey guys, good morning. Great show as always. So I have a theory I want to run by you guys. I think I figured out why Lance is dabbing all the time. You know, I think it's perfect time for him to do a Texas Star spot a minute ago. But my theory is that dab stands for dry ass brisket. So I'll let you guys talk about it.
Mm-hmm. That's the second person within
that's been
15 minutes to say that.
But that's literally been
dry ass brisket.
Dry ass brisket.
Oh, look, you finally got Dell to join in on something.
I did that in there during the break.
But that's literally, people have tried to joke like that for a long, like, that's super old.
Dry ass brisket.
Yeah, that's super old.
No, well, not really.
No, that guy thought he had something new.
I know.
I just thought of something.
Dry ass brisket. He did think of it. What about Not Lance? Do you follow Not Lance on Twitter?
He's probably already muted him.
Have you muted him? He's Not Lance Erline.
Maybe this is a different Lance.
Well, no, this is Not Lance Erline. So let's get him in here. Hey, Not Lance. Are you the same one on Twitter?
Hey, good morning, John. Yeah, it's still me, you know, the real not. Yeah, not Lance.
Uh-huh.
What's going on, John? What's going on, Dale?
What's up, man?
What's up, not Lance?
I had a question about Masters, but before I get that, is Lance the new Kevin Durant, or is he the new Dan Orlovsky? I'm trying to, it's a hard time for me to.
Are you the new bitch?
Because he's going after John Clay Wolf's kid, and then after, you know, like, Dan Orlovsky, he had to go and ask.
Dan Orlovsky, everybody, are you the new? Can you get it out? Spit it out. Be clever.
Victory.
At least be clever. At least be clever. This is like, you sound so stupid. Literally, I have a lot of respect for people who do parody and people who do, but this is like, I want to say,
Yes, Devil Dan Orlovsky.
Can I get it out?
At least talk.
Can allow the man to finish.
But he's just mumbling and bumbling. Come on, Mumble Rap. Do something, Mumble Rap. Please stop, Quavo.
Don't talk over him.
Do something, Quavo.
Don't talk over him. Let him speak.
Come on, Quavo.
Can I get it out?
Let him talk.
Okay. Say your clever thing. This better be good. I like parody and I like comedy. This better be good. Okay, y'all be quiet. Ready? Do the funny thing. Go.
Can I get it out?
Yeah. Do it. Do the funny thing. Go. We're waiting. This better be good now. We set it up. Come on, you set it up.
Calm down.
Would you like to talk about the Masters? Did you want to talk about the Masters? Not
there it is. Yeah, do the Masters thing. Do your Masters joke.
Anyways. You guys were talking about parts of the course that were called the Devil's Toilet or whatnot. I just had a question. Are there any parts of the course that are called the Slave's Quarters? That's all I had for you. Calm down, man. Tranquilo. Suck the hole.
That was good. That was worth the wait.
Tranquilo. Suck the hole, he said.
It was worth the wait.
John, are any of the part of the course called Slave Quarters?
There's no hole called the Slave's Quarters.
Ooh-wee.
No.
That was Ooh-wee. The joke we waited for.
So... What's your favorite moment of this week with Lance? Hog Swallower or is it called Bitch?
I don't know.
That was the joke.
I don't know.
A slavery joke at the Masters. Oh, really?
Gosh.
That was the joke. That's what we waited for.
Man, oh man.
Oh.
I don't know which one.
That was a heartbreaking moment in your life.
I do like
it started off where he's like, watch what I'm going to do. I'm going to really get in here and do something, and I'm going to make a name for myself as not Lance. Watch this parody I'm going to do, and I'm going to call in and mumble and bumble and stumble. Come up with a dumb slave joke for the Masters and not even be able to get... That's as good as you could do? Your parody account ought to be a turd in a toilet.
I just want to point out, bottle. Everybody listening...
God!
You guys really got Del triggered. I'm never at this level. Just remember, I'm never at this level.
It's perfect.
Oh, my God. He thought he was like... And then when I said, okay, let's hear it now. Let's hear your funny joke. That's when the spotlight gets on you. Then he just gagged. He couldn't even hardly hit the rim in the free throw. Doink! Terrible. Awful.
It's my favorite when he gets triggered.
And it doesn't take that much.
What did he see? Just drop the beat on him.
He goes, what's it called? Bitch! I gotta replay it.
Is Dan Orlovsky was coming? And how many times Dan Orlovsky fell on a ground and hurt himself? What? What's your joke? And then slavery. If the Masters has slavery, would the sand be slave and Masters? Hang up and listen.
I gotta admit. I gotta point out that this was back to back callers who got after him.
And yeah.
So I think it was just a culmination.
Dry ass brisket.
Two in a row, and he was like, "I'm not taking it from a second person."
No. But that guy was so bad. Like, be clever. We have clever listeners here. The dry ass brisket. That's just super old. That doesn't do anything. Dry ass brisket. That doesn't do anything. A guy who thinks he's funny and that's what you come up with. Work harder. Get more sets in. Do a couple of open mics. At least spitball your stuff with some of your friends. Like, what is this? They would have told you, no, dude, don't do the slavery Masters. That's hacky.
Well, much like a game, we have the replay of the incident.
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
I had a question about Masters, but before I get that, is Lance the new Kevin Durant, or is he the new Dan Orlovsky? I'm trying to... It's a hard time for me to...
Are you the new bitch?
Because he's going after John Clay Wolf, kid. And then, after, you know...
I can hear Del through the glass, by the way.
Orlovsky.
Are you the new... Can you get it out? How are you this fast and pulling it? I thought we couldn't even get stuff pulled until the hour was over.
No.
But now all of a sudden you magically can pull stuff?
You only pull stuff... We pull stuff at the end of the hour for the podcast, but it's a running record. I can grab anything at any time to play on the show. You the new bitch?
You the new Kevin Durant or the new
Kevin? It was just bad. It was just hacky. His account was bad. I just muted it. It's a bad account. It's not even clever. Like, it's not even funny. I just don't like people that aren't funny or clever.
John,
this is dumb.
Would you say that not Lance did his job today?
I think Lance did his job.
Not Lance.
He got Lance triggered.
He did his job. No, I mean, I don't care if he's funny or not.
No,
he
I
did
just
his
wanted
job.
To embarrass that guy.
Uh huh. Did your dad yell Delvincito?
No, that wasn't
Delvincito.
That wasn't a thing. But I don't like giving you any credit. But you were dead on. Yeah. I heard that all the time.
Yeah,
I'm like, this dude's across the field. If I make this play, you should be applauding me.
Here's you going to Texas Star Grill Shop all the time. Yeah. That's you right. Dabbing.
I had to hit a lot of dabs today. I will admit that.
You were dabbing.
Tyler says, and this is not the same Tyler that tells you that we're your father figures, Del. It's a different one. He said, between Del's story about his dad, which I could envision very well, and y'all laying in the last caller, I've been crying laughing. Great stuff today, guys.
Now, not Lance Zierlein did tweet out a while ago before his call, any hole at the Masters called the Slaves Quarters.
I guess we didn't respond. I didn't even see it.
So he had to call it.
Yeah. I don't care his reasoning. He got the job.
Oh, he did. He won. No, he worked. He worked it. I don't know that he won. I think
he got the
takes
job
round one here.
No, he didn't win, but he got the job.
Lance
done.
Takes round one. I'm pretty sure.
There's not gonna be any other rounds. Oh. Hello, guys. Look, I've been working on some new jokes. I want to try.
947 ESPN.
What do you call
713-780-3776 if you want to. Well, Gilbert, we'll see if Gilbert can trigger us. Right next, right here.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 950 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's see if Gilbert is there. Because if Gilbert's here, we got to get, he's got some thoughts on the Astros. Gilbert, are you there?
Yeah, how you doing, gentlemen?
Good. What's going on, Gilbert?
Well, I got some sad news to tell you.
Oh, not. What is it, Gilbert?
I got three more months to live anyway, you know.
You have three more months to live? Well, how do you know that?
How I know that? I'm diabetic, you know.
Yeah. How about insulin? That'll take care of that, though.
Do you not use your medicine?
I'm a Mountain Dew freak anyway, you know. I love Mountain Dew, you know. I can't stop drinking it anyway. And besides, I don't think that Deshaun Watson's going to play football no more anyway.
So you don't want to even live anymore if Deshaun's not playing football? Wait a minute. He loves Mountain Dew and Deshaun.
Anyway. Okay. Hold on a second, Gilbert. I had to turn the AC off because I couldn't fully hear everything. So you found out you have 3 months to live.
Right, because he drinks Mountain Dew every day.
Yeah, I want to lay this out in bullet point format. So, Gilbert, you have 3 months to live. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yeah, I hope I'm lucky. I might go come to your Christmas party.
Yeah, if we have it. Well, if you're... Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but you called it off last year.
He did the right thing. Gilbert,
are we
going
to be
right
able
thing.
To have it this year, Gilbert?
Probably. Okay. But I'll be anyway, you know.
So Gilbert, you found
no
out
winning,
you have...
No winning, no nothing, you know.
Gilbert, where did you
no
find...
No Wendy, Wendy's not there and...
Wendy will be there.
She was there last year.
Well, there was no party last year.
Year before.
She was there the year before. Oh, no, she didn't come the year before. Gilbert's right. She didn't
he's
come.
Right.
She came the year before.
No, you didn't come the year before.
Oh, I meant my mistake.
You're going to come this time? You this time anyway?
Yeah, she's going to come
this
time.
I'm Miss Frankie and your son, you know?
Yeah, they're all
why gonna, do you care? That's not 3 months from now. That's several months
from
now.
Yeah, but you'll
be now.
Dead, remember? Because you only got 3 months to live.
Maybe I'd be lucky to be still alive anyway,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So where did you get the prognosis? How do you know you only have 3 months to
Who
live?
Who told you that?
My future doctor told me.
Your what?
I thought it Dr. Yee. Oh, I don't like you, Chinese doctor, anyway. I think he's a lot of pain in the butt, you know.
Hey, not Lance. Hold on, Gilbert. Let me just say something. This is how you do it. You listen to this, not Lance. Gilbert's how you do it. You roll in, you throw bombs, you have your material properly rehearsed and set up. You set up the question like, I've got some bad news, guys. Like, what is it? This is called comic delivery, and it's a way he's... And about these Chinese doctors, like, are you hearing this? This is like Seinfeld stuff. This is how you do it, not Lance. Gilbert, keep going. What were you saying about Chinese doctors? You don't like them?
Why don't you like Chinese doctors? They're a pain in the butt.
Yeah, they don't treat you right anyway, though.
Huh. Well, what happened? What do they do? Do you have a specific issue?
Yeah, what? What do they do?
Yeah, the American doctors are better than Chinese doctors. I'm not from China anyway.
You're not from China, we know that too, Gilbert. We're not for the Asian hate stuff. We think it's terrible.
Better than Chinese doctor, you know that?
Yeah, but you're okay. You're poor though, right? Aren't you poor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay then. Well,
Wait. So Gilbert. What you said? You have 3 months to live. You said a Chinese doctor told you that, right?
Right. But he's a pain in the butt. He's not very good.
But you don't like Chinese.
Okay, well, I'll talk to you later, Jim.
What about the Deshaun thing?
What?
What about Deshaun?
You said something about football?
Yeah, Deshaun wanted to play football. He's spending all year next year. But he doesn't get traded the way he acts, you know? He wouldn't want to be. I wouldn't want him at a team to play for football anyway.
You don't want to see him?
No. You know, it was all his McMahon fault anyway. The McMahon family can sell the team, you know?
What? Oh, the McNair family should sell the team.
Bobby Nair passed away. Bye bye. Keep building a little flying.
He just goes, the McNair family should sell the team anyway. Bye bye. Keep those egg rolls frying. That's what he said at the end there.
I know he did.
Before you knew it was coming and I knew it was coming.
I mean, we're going to stop him because we got to get more info on this.
How you do it.
I needed more info on the Chinese doctors, though.
That's how you do it.
Chinese doctors are pissed right now at Gilbert.
That's how you do
okay?
it.
Okay?
Gilbert's
how about
how you do
that
it?
You tried to get him to say that line again? When you go,
I
Gilbert,
know,
you're
he
poor,
always
right?
does that. He's so basic with this pumpkin spice latte of, you don't have money, right? You're poor,
and,
Gilbert.
And what are you? What do you call yourself again, Gilbert?
I didn't say that. I never said anything like that. All I said was you're poor.
You were leading
my doctor
the witness.
I was leading the witness, okay?
Did you see Gilbert grasp for a name of a Chinese doctor there? Where he goes,
Dr. Yi?
Dr. Ye. Gilbert. That's like me saying the name is Greg.
I would like the Chinese doctor community to be, I welcome them to the Black Guy Stole My Bike community.
Right.
Look, we're bonded
together.
That's
your go-to move. Mine is, I want them to say poor seaman again.
You love that. You love it.
Yeah.
Well, bad news, gentlemen.
I'm 3 months to live.
3 months to live. Julia, don't think we're terrible for this. You have to understand, Gilbert, 4 years ago, called into, when I was at a different radio station, he called both stations to let both of us know that he had cancer or was dying. And then he told me he had cancer. Yeah. And then he said, I was lying. I didn't have cancer.
Right.
He just used that. Yeah.
No. He lies all the time.
Gilbert does.
I would say lie. He outsmarts us.
Well, but
all
April,
the time.
April was April Fool's.
Do that we believe he actually has diabetes?
I believe this.
I believe that. Yes.
I believe this.
Yes, I believe that.
I believe this.
But there are I don't know if he's heard. There are medications for that.
Maybe
Chinese doctors don't give it out.
I believe that Gilbert has 3 months to live? I do not.
No.
Gilbert's already planning a Christmas party. That's not something a man who has 3 months to live would do.
Yeah, you're not going
to
make it.
Trying to get John's wife to come.
He's already hell-bent on Wendy being there. I'm pretty sure he's gonna live, just so he could see Wendy for that 10 minutes.
It's remarkable the attachment he's made.
He does have an attachment to Wendy. There's no question.
He knows her number, right?
Yeah,
calls her TV station.
Still calls her.
No, not still.
Yeah, still. Yeah.
Leaves messages or talks.
No.
Wendy can't answer that. Answer.
No, she's got stuff to do. She ain't talking to Gilbert.
She's busy. He doesn't call as much as he used to. Every day he used to call. Yeah. All right. Not Lance is the new what? No.
Well, we heard the word used.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe Lance learned it because he's heard it so much when he exits.
Bye, bitch.
Mm. So don't you think that that's how not Lance should have exited his call?
Well, he got called that already.
Right.
I don't have to double up on it. Why are you leaning away and pointing at me?
Because I'm pointing at you so Julia could see. And
see
like her friends from Rice said, that's why
she's
you're
heard
one of
that
the
sound
people.
Effect before.
And she didn't like it, and the people at Rice don't like it.
No.
Julia, do you dislike that sounder? The bye bitch sounder?
Is it disrespectful?
It's disrespectful to you, definitely. I'm
is
not denying that.
Is it disrespectful to women, kind of?
What? I'm calling you a bitch, not women.
No, but you're making fun of the girl saying that.
She called LeBron that.
I know, and you're making fun of her.
I'm not making fun of her. I'm making fun of you.
That's not what the streets are saying.
You're not on the streets.
Well, what?
The streets aren't talking to you.
That's what the streets are saying?
There are no streets talking to him. Westheimer ain't talking to you. Rice, South Alabama or West Alabama, none of the streets.
Is Fulham going to beat Wolverhampton today?
Probably not. They're going to get their ass kicked.
They're the favorite.
It's a home game, but they never win at home. They don't win much, period, but they definitely don't win at home.
So we'll be playing the Wolves today.
I hope, and you might be wrong, but yeah, they don't win home games. They don't even score goals at home. And once again, you don't take direction very well.
Bye, bitch.
Ooh, under 1.5 is -225. You're right. They don't score at home, Dale.
Yeah, that's my team who's barely hanging on.
Bye, Fulham.
Why are the McNairs not in this? Well, probably because Cal's lost all the money already. NFL's richest owners next, right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.